Here are the local headlines for KRAI on this Tuesday, August 14th. I'm Shannon Lukens. Two new wildfires have sparked up in northwest Colorado. One is the Three Springs Fire, which is about 8 miles northeast of Macedona. That's about 36 miles west of Maybelle. About 75 acres has burned. A second fire is the Overlook Fire in Rio Blanco County. It has also burned about 75 acres. The Sage Draw Fire is near an area called Crooked Wash, which is about 28 miles east of Rangeley. Now, it burned about 50 acres, but was contained as of Monday afternoon. A pre-evacuation notice has been given to Latigo Ranch. That's about 17 miles northwest of Kremling. It's because the Silver Creek Fire is getting too close to the popular Dude Ranch and cross-country skiing destination on Grand County Road 1911. The fire is about a mile and a half away and has already burned more than 2,000 acres of Route National Forest in Route and Grand counties. High winds are what prompted the pre-evacuation notice, meaning those at the ranch have to be ready to get out quickly if officials order a mandatory evacuation. A co-owner of the ranch says they're on high alert. More than 200 people are fighting that fire. Smart Wool is being relocated to the Denver area. The steamboat-based company has been told that their parent company, VF Corporation, is relocating all of its companies to Denver, such as the North Face, Alta, Eagle Creek, and JanSport. Smart Wool president Jan McLaren says it was tough to tell the 70 Smart Wool employees in Steamboat.
You know, incredibly sad. And I was transparent. I was very sad, obviously, about the move as well. And there was definitely, you know, a lot of folks that could see that this poses a great opportunity, too, for us to collaborate more with other brands and just be able to continue growing our business and, you know, onto the next chapter.
Each Smart Wool employee will be offered a role in Denver and a full relocation package should they choose to move to the Front Range. Smart Wool was started in Steamboat in 1994. That was 24 years ago. The move should happen in the next 12 months. The City of Craig Parks Recreation Open Space and Trails Department is hosting an open house. It's tomorrow evening. It's to discuss and hear about ideas for the master plan for Parks and Rec. The community can hear what the planning team has been working on while finding out what residents and tourists enjoy the most. This includes Loudy Simpson Park, the Yampa River, and trails that would get bikers and walkers to schools and parks around Craig. The meeting is 6:30 till 8 at the center of Craig, 601 Yampa Avenue, and that is tomorrow night. The 2018 Rout County Fair is underway in Hayden with festivities throughout the week. The dog show is today, and Gymkhana starts at noon. Those are the headlines on KRAI. Today could be a bit of a cloudy day with a chance for a few raindrops this afternoon. High of 88, low of 49, maybe a breeze this evening. The sun will be setting at 8:09. Wednesday will be mostly sunny with a high of 89 degrees. In sports, the high school sports teams are practicing for their fall sports. The Moffat County High School golf team is competing today at Redlands Mesa Golf Club. That's in Grand Junction. At 5 o'clock this evening, Moffat County High School has an open wrestling practice. There's also cheer practice at the high school, and there's a volleyball camp at Craig Middle School. David Bodie hit a golden grand slam to win the game for the Chicago Cubs over the Washington Nationals Sunday. The game's at Wrigley Field. Bottom of the ninth, bases were loaded, two outs, two strikes, score was 3-0. David Bodie slammed it into the seats at Wrigley Field. The crowd went crazy and the Cubbies won the game 4-3. A golden homer hasn't happened in 22 years. And that's the news, weather, and sports on KRAI. I'm Shannon Lukens.